Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in at this time?
WB2RUQ.
WB2U.
All right, we'll start with the Echolink stations. We'll start at the top of WB2RUQ. John. My father down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. It's about 17 degrees. I think we got a half inch of snow out of the snowstorm. And that's about it. Things are quiet today. Should be nice and sunny tomorrow. And just taking it easy. So back to you. KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
All right. Yeah, that storm really fizzled out in your area anyway. I guess they got hit pretty good over there in Boston and up there, but nothing like what they were predicting. Isn't that the usual scenario? All right. We'll move on to... thanks, John, for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. WB2U, Vic, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Let me try again. Okay, I guess I'm getting through now. I was watching my view meter here, and I wasn't deflecting it, so I think I'm getting in now. I hope so, anyways. I'm in Germantown, Maryland, and formerly living in Doudjville, New York, years ago, and I get a big kick out of listening to the Adirondack accent. Back to net control, WB to you.
All right, roger that. We're here every night. Feel free to check in. We get a lot of people that came in from, used to live here and then moved away, and the Echolink is a great way for everybody to get back in touch with the people here. So, thanks for checking in, and hopefully we'll see you here again, and you're welcome, like I said, every night. We're here at 9 o'clock. All right, I think that's it. I'm looking at my Echolink screen here. That's all I see on for Echolink clients, so... I will now accept calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT.
N2OIQ, good evening.
Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three more. I just want to check here. I see a station keeps popping in on Echolink. WV2S, if you copy, do you want to check in? Well, they might be having some technical issues. All right, we'll start with Dan, N2OIQ. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net this evening. And also to my old buddy there, working buddy there from years ago, John. We ain't going too much here at the present time. It's kind of a quiet day here today. We didn't do a whole lot. It's too cold to do anything outside. So we kind of stayed in here and kept warm and played around the computer and this and that. So, but here it is, time to go to bed again. So, anyways, then I get up in the morning, got to go to town quick in the morning, transfer some money for our Border Police banquet for Saturday night, transfer some money down the bank so I can pay the bill Saturday night. And, I guess that's the thing that's coming up this weekend, the dance last weekend, and Yeah. At the banquet this coming week in Flood Priest Banquet. And then the following week, I think there's a benefit I want to go to down here to Flail and Glendale for a lady that she's got three members in her family in the fire department. And her past friend was a fireman also. So, anyways. So after that, then we got a couple of dances in February, and chicken barbecue, and all kinds of stuff. Okay, no, very good. Back to you, Jeff. Thank you for leaving. We got what? I got 6 degrees, and I had overnight last night. It was minus one, and a high of 14. Back to you, N2YQ.
Okay, Dan. It is chilly out. It's more windy than anything else, and boy, you feel it when you go outside. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Good luck with the dance there tomorrow, and did you say that was tomorrow, Dan?
No, there's a dance here. A couple of dances come on February 14th and 21st. Then, what else there? A Flood Priest Banquet coming up this weekend. So, back to you, Jeff, and to IQ.
Okay, Roger, I just want to make sure you're here for the net tomorrow. So, all right, if not, let us know, and either I'll pick it up or somebody else can. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Dan. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's move over there to Hinkley Reservoir, WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on?
WA2U. Well, I left a little bit of a pause there in case somebody wanted to pop in. Good evening to everyone. Heard Vic on and the other station, the Echo Link. Sounds great. A lot of repeaters have it, and it's nice to see that it's used in this application, and I was kind of chuckling here. I don't know, Dan and Bob, we're all conditioned to wait for Georgia check-in, so we have a big pause for that brief beat there, but that's okay. Hope all is well with George. About 8 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir, so, and it is very chilly out there. I went out and got the mail kind of late this afternoon, and boy, that wind was... That was something, I'll tell you. I guess the temperature, but the wind, I don't know what the wind chill factor was, but the stove was going well. Had a little issue with it last night. I discovered looking in there that the combustion unit had somehow moved and shifted around, but it was cool enough where I could get that back in position. I talked to some people, and they said, that's nothing to worry about. So it seems to be burning better today, this evening anyway. So we'll keep an eye on it. I'm not sure how that happened. Tomorrow, for those that are around, at Wednesday, 10 a.m., 7.272, 40 meters, a 72 CHU. 7.272, that's at 10 a.m. with Kevin WA2ISC. And then if you move down the dial to 7.255, the E-Cars has a swap net on. So there you go. That's at 11 a.m. tomorrow. But all else is well, and everyone's keeping busy, and... So we'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. Good to hear everyone on. And Vic, we got your email, and we sent one back, so all is good. WA to you, back to net and monitoring.
All right, John. Well, thanks for checking in there, and this is not the time of year to have any issues with the stove. So I'm glad you got it fixed. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good night. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW, and everyone that checked in this evening. Sounds like we got a good check-in crowd, and good to hear John again, NB2RUQ. Haven't heard him in a while. Anyway, not much going on here. It's roughly... Yeah, pretty close to 4 degrees. 3.9 anyway. I'll call that 4 for now. Here. I don't know what the high was today. We had a little sunshine, cleared up. Seemed quite nice. I think overall we got maybe about an inch of snow overall. I don't think anything much more than that. But a little bit of breeze and temperature was cool most of the day. I don't think it really got that high, but it was a nice day overall. I'm glad we didn't get what Mass
Scott and a few others, they got pounded out there. Feel bad for them, you know. A foot is bad enough, but 3 feet is far too much to deal with in one lump. So anyway, I'll return it back to you and 73 to everyone else that checked in this evening, Jeff, and 5AOW.
Well, it's definitely a change to have all that snow there out east and down south there a little bit instead of having it here, but I'm not complaining. All right. Thanks, Bill, for checking in, and you have a good evening there. Stay warm, stay out of the wind, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Kilo Charlie 2, Yankee X-Ray November. Good evening.
KA2RNZ.
Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill from Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania, on the IncoLeg system. Good evening.
Okay, there's three more. So we'll start it up the top there with KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening. What's going on?
KC2YXM, well, good evening, Jeff. Great to hear all the folks on the net this evening. Got a crowd scene here, so. Yeah, we got chilly evening this evening, but we got flannel sheets on the bed, and we're good to go. So, I'll send it back to you. Thanks for doing the net, Jeff. KC2YXM.
All righty, then. Thanks for you checking in, and, yeah, I think now that we've gotten the nets here being consistently done and more people doing them, we get more activity that way. Not the same person running it every night, and not usually. I'm the only one that's doing it three nights in a row, and we're still, by the way, looking for anybody wants to pick up Monday or Tuesday or both, let me know. You can definitely have that. But anyway, thanks for checking in, Kathy. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. A lot of interference coming out of me. I think I finally cleared it here with the beam, hopefully. It's probably, another station around the area here bleeding over a little bit, so what it sounded like. And we're kind of lucky, too, with the rain, with the snow, I mean. We didn't have to, well, it depends how you look at it. If you're looking for snow, you're probably disappointed. But anyways, we had probably at the most a couple of inches down here over the last 2 days. So, very easy this morning cleaning cars off and everything else. That was a plus for us. When you get to be our age, it's not as much fun as it used to be. 7-3's all around. KA2000Z.
All right, Jack, well, you're sounding good and coming in here, you know, as usual, and that beam really works out, so you sound good. So you got more snow there than we did. I don't think we got anything, maybe a half an inch, if that. So I'm just saying that because I haven't even actually gone out and measured it, but it looks about maybe a half inch. So, all right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, KA3TFE, Bill out there in Warrendale on the Echo Link. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, KA3CFB. Good evening, everyone on the net. It's good to hear everybody there. Well, I got some bad news. So we got 6 inches of snow. You know, I had a shovel. Oh, I'm ashamed to even say that. Jeff, volunteer. You might have to pay people. LOL. Okay, anyhow, bad news. Here, bad news. It's going to be 4 degrees tonight. Friday, it'll be 2 below. And Monday will be 4 below. And when you talk about below zeros, it's twice as cold as it is above zero. And it's just absolutely going to be a chill here in western Pennsylvania. Hey, I don't want to hold anybody up. I want to wish everyone a good evening. And amateurs are allowed to put the second marshmallow in their hot chocolate tonight. KA3TFB listening, and good evening to all.
All right, Bill, well, stay warm out there. I think you got, well, you definitely got more snow than we did over here, and I think you might even be a little bit cooler. I don't know. I haven't checked the temperature. It's more windy here than anything else. I mean, it's cool, but it's the wind bringing down the wind chill factor. So, all right, well, you have a good evening, and thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Enjoy the marshmallows. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, just a work day. Got a lot done, and I got to work here late into the night, so got lots and lots to do. And, that's just the way it is right now. So nothing else really to report. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet?
Recheck, this is WB to you. Words for Jack.
Go ahead, Vic.
Boy, I gotta learn to wait for everything to reset here. ZNZ, how do you copy? This is WB2U. Name is Vic, Victor India Charlie, and about 20 years ago, we used to chat over on First Lake. Remember my Uncle Nick Fazio? He's still kicking. He's over 100 years old now. So, Jack, if you're copying, let's just listen. Listen out on the final there. This is WB to you.
Yeah, hello, Vic. It's been a while. I knew you were up in the area here a few weeks ago, and I didn't happen to catch you. Didn't happen to get to hear you. But that's really good. I'm glad you said hello. Yeah, gosh, he's still alive. That's something, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, we sold out quite a few years ago, so probably still go up there quite, you know, once or twice a year, we try to anyways, and stay in a motel or something. We've always enjoyed it up there. Yeah, Vic, I don't want to hold another up either, but good to hear you. I'm glad you said hello. KA2ZNZ.
All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
And Brian Mayo, Dick.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Jeff. Wanted to make a call at KC2YXN. Kathy, if you're still standing by, let me give you my home phone number. Give me a call if you will.
369-6928. Okay, KC2YXN. Okay, Bill, thanks so much. We copied it. KC2YXN.
Okay, very good. All right, N5AOW clear, and return back to net control. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, no problem. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Queries?
Go ahead.
KC2YXN, Bill, is there a particular time of day that's better for us to call than another?
Was that for me, Jeff?
Roger.
Oh, anytime, no problem at all. N5AOW.
Okay, well, after 9 a.m., we'll give you a call. Thanks, Jeff. KC2YXN, out.
No problem. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. That was a good night tonight. Let's see, we had John and Vic from Echo Lake, Dan, John from Hinkley Lake, Bill from Otter Lake, and Kathy, along with John up there, and let's see, we had Jack, and we had Bill from Warrendale. So a good crew tonight. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Say 73 is anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT, clearing out.
WA2U, are you still there, John? This is WB2U.
WA2U is still here. Good evening, Vic.
Okay, very good. You know, I have to wait. I have to do a long delay before I can come back. You hit the transmit button here. That's why there's a long delay. And then I look at the meter and make sure my voice is being picked up here. I got the email. And regarding sending radiograms, the way it would be delivered would be by phone. So if I was to send you a radiogram, somebody up there would dial you up, you know, and pass the message along. You wouldn't have to check into a net, although it's possible you'd hear the traffic come on the net, you know. You could pick it up before they even tried to deliver it via telephone. So, and if we do this, when you do get a radiogram from me, ask to do a reply, just for the fun of it. I enjoy tracking the traffic as it goes through the national traffic system, so it's kind of fun. You know, I'm trying to get up to speed in this again, John. So I wanted to ask you one more question. Do you still get involved in Field Day? This is WB2U.
Okay, Vic. No, I haven't in a while. It's been a number of years. Okay, yeah, it'll be kind of an interesting experiment, I guess. Be interesting to see how that works. we have CNYTN, which you saw in the email. They start up at 9:00. And then there's Octen that Jack K2ZNZ involves, and I usually check. I try to check into them each evening. I try to check into Octen through the Boonville repeater here. And then I try to check into the 9030, the 147.300 repeater, CNYTN. So we can always give it a shot, and it'll be interesting to see how it works, because I know Jack usually goes off to NYPON. So experimentation is kind of an interesting thing. We'll have to see. I'm up for it. You know, when you retire, you have such a busy schedule, so. But anyways, I know Octen will be coming over here, so I'll get out of the way of them. But why don't we give it a shot and see where it goes. No big investment involved.
Okay. You know, I remember Octen. I remember all those nets. And Jack, I told you I go to QSP and I look up ZNZ, and it's usually, he used to be right there at the top of the column, but now I don't see him chalking up the numbers that he used to do. Maybe I'll stay tuned and listen in here tonight. I won't check into the net, but I'll just listen. And what happens is, why not? You know, I could put an op note, I believe, in the radiogram that I send. I'm a CW guy, so I'm going to originate every a radiogram via CW nets, but it eventually reaches other outlets. So I'll put an op note in there for Jack's net, and then he can hold it until you check into the net, and he can pass the traffic that way. That'll be an interesting experiment. That way your phone doesn't have to ring. You know, use amateur radio to do amateur radio. You know, that's my theme. All right, we'll say 73s. God bless. Stay warm. Keep that stove stocked. And we'll listen in on the net here. We'll listen to your final. This is WB2.
Okay, WB2U, WA2U. Yeah, we have Frontier, which I would have never thought is, we used to have cell phones, and the cell phones were more reliable than what we've got now, so. We'll give it a shot. Yeah, and the ARRL there's handling instructions. I don't have them memorized. I used to HXC and HXG and HXE, and you can put that in the message. Usually comes after routine, the handling instructions. So, all right, well, 7-3, and something else I was going to say, I don't remember. Oh, there's a net on Sunday morning, 3.958, I believe, 3.958. So, 3.958 on 75, I don't know if you'd hear it down there. It's the North Country net. So, 7-3, Vic. Thanks for the call. WB2U, WA2U. Clear, monitoring.
Okay, before he keys up, just hop in because I got to get over the accent. The reason you haven't seen my name in there is because they've had a problem in the Western District, Western New York here. The section traffic manager has not sent anything in several months. That's why you haven't seen my name in the QST. Vic, we'll catch you later, and if you do hear me, do the call up on this frequency here in a little while. Don't be afraid to check in. It doesn't hurt at all. KA2NZ, 7-3.
Jack, that's exactly what I remembered. I remember that's been going on for a while now, so that's unfortunate. 7-3, I'll stand by, WA2.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, checking off the Echo Link system. Good evening to all.
For the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations coming out, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is AC2YXN. Kathy, no traffic.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
This is Whiskey Bravo 2 Uniform, Germantown, Maryland. Vic, no traffic.
Okay, I kind of lagged a little bit so you could get in. Okay, let me ignore the stations here. N2WBX, old Dennis. KC2YXN, hello Kathy, WA2U, hi John, and again WB2U, hello to Vic, and the other stations, with or without traffic.
I guess you didn't get me on the handy talkie, Jack, in 5VOW, no traffic.
Okay, I got N5AOW. I think there might have been another station, but I got covered up by Rochester. So, I've got WVXYXN, WA2U, WB2U, and N5AOW. Was there another station in there? It sounded like there was another one behind the interference, I guess. Guess not. Just me hearing things, I guess. Okay. Good turnout tonight. Any other stations before I move along? Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.
WA2 with a query.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jack, I'm not trying to add confusion. I'm just trying to get a question here. When you're checking on the HFNet, so you're just checking with your call. I was from the school. You never said no traffic because they'd hear the word traffic and they thought you had some. So, I don't know, maybe things have changed. Your comment on that.
Ed Berry's on the voicemail at 5 o'clock. If I don't have traffic, I don't say anything. I just give my call going to Washington. But there's other stations down there, you know, they constantly come in. The fellow comes in for Hudson Valley, no traffic, oil traffic. And I agree with you, at least the confusion. You see, the less said, the better, in my opinion. But you have a wide variance now, apparently. There's no particular rule they follow.
That's what I was, that's the school that I came from, because you spend more time explaining, no, I did not have traffic, so I only say traffic if I have it. Okay, I was just kind of curious. Things change, you know, 2015. Thanks, WATU.
Yep. There you go,
Jan.
Oh, I have one more second. How about that? Take a final call. This is the station.
This is N2MQP.
Okay, N2MQP. Hi, Carol. Thank you for checking in. And again, 734 all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zaranda.